Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack family. Welcome to a new week of the PeopleStack podcast. And the topic of the week is now. The power of now. Now is the time to take charge of your tech career. Not tomorrow. Not next week, not 6 months from now, certainly not 2 years from now. Now is the time. Not someday, not maybe, but now is the time. Because especially where we are right now with the coronavirus challenges, the smoke is lifting. We're starting to see that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. People are starting to establish what the new normal is going to be, because that's what leaders do. Leaders go first. Leaders lead the charge of this is what is going to be the new normal in the tech world and how we are going to thrive on the other side of this. So, The smoke is lifting, and we have this tremendous opportunity to get in front of it. And I don't want you to lose any opportunities, because leaders go first. And because leaders go first, that means that your competition right now, your competition is already positioning themselves for the job that you want. Whether it's an internal promotion and there's someone else who may deserve the promotion just as much as you do, and maybe doesn't, but just has better self-promotion skills, that person who is your competition for that promotion is already, you may not notice it, but she or he is already positioning herself or himself for that promotion. If you're on the job market or want to be on the job market but haven't decided yet, and you want to land that hell yes tech leadership job in a specific market, in a specific area, and you have a really clear idea, or even if you don't yet, but you know that you want that hell yes job and it needs to meet specific criteria, guess what? There are other people with that same exact criteria as well. Because nobody wants to work 80 hours a week. No, not all the time. You know, nobody wants the positions with like no opportunities for growth. Nobody wants to work for the companies that are terrible to work for and have terrible cultures. So those positions that are the well sought after positions that you want to go for and that you deserve, the reality is you're not the only one who wants that. There are many other tech managers just like you who are already starting to say, all right, this is a great opportunity to take charge of my career. And the time is now to position myself and to be the driver in my career. And so the choice is you can get left in the dust by failing to make a decision about what's next in your career. Or, and if you choose to do that, you're going to be losing opportunities. And you're basically handing those opportunities to your competition. Or you could take charge you can be in the driver's seat too. You can be among the ones who are standing up and going first right now and saying, I am going to be a leader. And that doesn't just mean leading my team. It also means leading myself in my career and taking charge of my career. In order to be in integrity, you got to do both. You can't lead a team and tell your team that this is what's best and lead them in their careers and mentor them to help your team do the best and be the best that they can be while you're over here failing to make a decision and not taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there right now. So that's your choice to get geared up, to take intelligent action so that you can upgrade your career now. That's the power of now. The power of now is it's right now. The power of now is if you wait, you will lose opportunities. Yes, there will be discomfort in the short term when you make that decision to upgrade your career, when you make that decision to position yourself for that promotion, when you make that decision to go out on the job market, when you make that decision to actually have that conversation with your boss that you've been dreading. Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of discomfort. But that discomfort pales in comparison to the way it's going to demolish you when you lose yet another job opportunity, when you lose that yet another opportunity, when you leave yet again, when you leave $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 on the table. So you have to consider, what is the opportunity cost here? If I don't take action, what's it going to mean for me? I'm going to stay where I am, and it's only going to get worse. And, you know, this week in the People Stack, we're celebrating a bunch of client wins. One of them is a client of ours who made the decision that now is the time I'm going to go out on the job market. I'm going to land my dream job working for the video game industry. And it's amazing to see. It's fun too. And what this came down to was the power of now. Now is the time. I have this dream and I'm going to claim it. And he's already interviewing. He already has several interviews set up for what very well could be his hell yes dream jobs. He's going to go through the process and find out. He's going after those opportunities. He's going first. He's a leader. And we have another client who we're celebrating who for the longest time was putting off a conversation with his CEO about basically upgrading the performance management system in his company. And he knew it was broken, that the way the performance was measured was just basically like completely non-existent. But for the longest time, he dreaded having that conversation. He didn't want to have to speak truth to power. He didn't want to have that that uncomfortable conversation to tell the CEO, hey, look, heart to heart, man, our performance management system sucks. And he didn't want to endure the pain of that conversation. But when he considered the pain that they're already going through by not having any performance standards whatsoever, and the pain that he's going through and his team and everyone, he decided to finally have the conversation with his CEO. Because now is the time. Now is the time to bring that up. And this CEO ate it up. He was like, you're right. Thank you so much for bringing this up. And I want to see you lead the charge on this project. So now, not only does he get to fix this, right? He also gets to add more value in the process. And that means that he's going to get recognized even more and position himself even more for more and better career advancement opportunities. So that's just a couple of examples of the power of now that's happening right now. These are examples of leaders just like you who are standing up, going first with their teams, with their bosses, and in their careers as well. Because if not now, then when? If not now, then when? That's really what I encourage you to consider. And that, look, I also want to make this really clear that I'm not here to play the blame or play the shame game. We've all done this. We've all fallen into analysis paralysis. We've all fallen into, I need to think about it. We've all fallen into, gosh, I don't know if I should do it now. Right? The two clients that I talked about it, they sat on these, making this decision for a while before they made the decision that now is the time. And look, all that matters is that you decide that now is the time. And so I understand why you may be feeling this resistance to take action right now in your career. It may not feel like the right time, but the reality is now is the best time. Now is the best time to take advantage of the resources and the possibilities that are present in order to upgrade your technical career and to have a massive impact in the process and to live a joyful life full of balance and serenity in the process as well. And oh, by the way, to also get paid what you're worth so that you don't have to suffer through another round of performance reviews where you get a mere 5-8% raise. Our mission here at the People Stack is to rid the world of the underpaid, under-recognized, overworked technical manager. You all deserve way more than that. But the world isn't just going to give it to you. The world isn't just going to give you a raise. The world is just going to give you more recognition. You got to stand up and say, I'm worth it. You got to have the conversations. Now is the time to have those conversations. And look, if you need some help with that, that's what we're here for. So if you do need help, now is the time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're here for you. We are here to support you. We are here to help you bring forth that magical, awe-inspiring, badass tech leader that is living within you right now. Right now. You have everything you need right now, except a plan and a strategy and experts to help you implement that plan and that strategy. That's the only thing you're missing. Again, that's what we're here for. If that's what you're looking for, book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. The power of now is extremely powerful. Don't put it off. There's no reason to put it off because we are not guaranteed a tomorrow. There's no promises in this life. So why not live your dream right now? Take care. Talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.